Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey, Johnny, where are we going this time?
What's up, everybody? What's going on out there? How about these flannels, guys? Ooh, you like them?
It's sexy. Cold in here, and I'm actually warm.
These are beautiful, man. LeatherUp.com. Go to LeatherUp.com. Whatever you need to be riding your motorcycle in any weather, it's so comfortable and so cost-effective, man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're not expensive at all.
How many stitches are there? You know, like the threads? Do you know?
You know, I was hoping they were like 360.
Yeah.
But they might be like, I don't know, maybe 702.
I was thinking in the eights.
Yeah, in the eights?
Yeah, it feels
yeah I'm
it.
Thinking the same thing.
It feels it.
The fact that you guys know that.
And it has pillowcases to match.
Yeah.
But we love this stuff, man. These shirts are awesome. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
And we have the AC blasting in here right now, and it's
I'm
cold.
I'm shocked.
I'm not cold at all.
Hell in here.
I know.
You guys look very, very stylish.
Do we look handsome?
John, that really brings out the color in your eyes.
Yeah.
It does.
Red?
It really does.
Red?
Yeah.
Say,
it's very patriotic.
Maybe around my eyes.
It's like red, white. Your teeth are white and the blue. You know,
but we love these shirts. They're so comfortable. I can't wait to go riding in these. That's all you need, man. Nice. The weather's perfect. So check out leatherup.com, guys. Check out their website. They got so many cool things on there. So what's up, everybody? We got Chris Beckins with us tonight.
What's up, Johnny? What's going on?
How you doing?
Awesome. Having a great time. Absolutely.
Excellent. We got Irish Pat.
Hey, Johnny.
Who looks very nice in his green flannel?
He does.
By the way.
Yeah, I know. What a shocker. I got the green one on.
Well, that's the white one for you right there.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So we have Wayne Forte.
How's it going, John? Good?
In the studio. What's up, man?
You happy?
I'm always happy.
You look happy. You do.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Good for a Monday, right?
Yeah, for a Monday. We had a good day yesterday, right?
We did. It was a little cold. I used this yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday would have been perfect.
It would have definitely been good.
Right?
Can't complain. Yeah. He's being clothed and fed.
Yeah, right? Come on, you guys getting something from the show, right?
Yeah, it's true.
We got my son Michael on the board over there. What's up, Michael? Hello. We got Josephine from the Long Island Bay in the studio. What's up, Josephine?
Hey, everybody. How are you?
How you doing over there?
I'm good.
You look nice and... Let me see. We can't really see you guys.
It's okay. You don't.
They don't want to be on camera.
Right. I don't mind being on camera.
Leopardy?
Well, you're stuck between two females.
Flash. I mean, which is her do I got to show a little skin?
You wear an anal on your shirt. All right?
I don't have it. What do you? I got a Sons of Anarchy
anal.
Shirt on.
Sons of Anal.
No, there's no anal.
Weird.
I don't know. Let's take a look.
I stay away from the chili ring. Come on.
I see anal over there.
Where do you see anal?
How do you spell anarchy?
Between those two girls.
I don't know. I suck at spelling.
Jesus Christ. So we got Mike Foley in the studio with us. What's up, Mike?
Hello, everybody.
It's a very special day for Mike.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Very special.
It's just very special for Mike. We got Tammy. I ain't going to attempt to say your last name.
No, don't kill us. Don't.
It's Tammy.
Oh, my God.
Just there she is. Just what's up, Tammy?
Hey.
How you guys doing? Now, one of the reasons why we do have the girls on the show with us today is because it is international... Female Ride Week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was officially it was on the 4th. So here they are today. Now nice. You guys ride.
Saturday, yes.
I know Tammy rides a lot.
Yes, I do.
Yeah? What do you ride, Tammy? Over there?
Depends on the day of the week.
Yeah, it depends on what day of the week. No, I ride a...
Hi, Pete.
I was going to say...
No, I ride a Harley...
My bad.
A Harley Street Glide.
Street Glide.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
He's so retarded. He really is.
I am retarded.
He's wearing anal on the shirt, though. It's okay.
It's not nice. Anal.
Don't be jealous because it's not your glide.
I have a glide. It's
okay.
His name is
Mike's just happy he finally passed his road test.
There you go.
Road test?
Keyword, Michael. Keyword.
Oh! You suck. You guys are horrible.
And he'll be smelling his fingers for a long time.
Shut up.
So, Tammy.
I'm moving my
Yes. What do you ride?
I just told you.
I could hear.
She rides a street glide.
Anal boy over there was talking.
Yes, I drive. I ride a Harley street glide.
Sweet. And how long have you been riding for?
Well, I rode when I was 19, 20. I had a 600 Ninja. Then I gave that up, had some babies, and now I've been riding for about 4 or 5 years.
Nice. Okay, awesome.
I got a good story. I think it was the first time I met you, actually. I think it was Napa Tandy's down in Northport. You guys rolled in, and she was, like, going to back up into, like, a spot. And as she's starting to back up, a couple guys came over, and then we're going to start pushing the bike. She's like, get your fucking hands off my bike. I'm like, this chick is cool, man. And they're like, whoa. It was great. And she just backed it up. Like,
show, man?
Oh, it was so funny. Wow. It was awesome.
So, and Josephine, you've been riding. Josephine did the show with me Wednesday night.
Yes, it did.
Good job. We had fun, right?
Yes, it was good.
So you've been riding a motorcycle. You have a, what do you have?
I have two, actually.
Okay.
Well, I started out on a CB400 Honda, kickstart only.
Michael, Mike,
and then we went to a 76 Shovelhead.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then we went up, you know, from the whole vibration thing to a little bit more comfy couch.
Now, is it true what they say about the vibration, ladies?
You knew they was going to go there.
Well, it's biggest vibrator.
Hey, why do you think I like my Harley?
No 5 electric glide. So
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know that bike.
And you've been running for a long time, too.
Yes.
And now you'll be a part of the Long on the Beat.
Yes.
And now you're helping others.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking about the female ride week, Folly's in the studio with us.
Well,
thanks.
Hello.
Thanks.
I love Folly.
You have a weird way
Stop
of showing
picking
it.
On
I do. I know.
He
I don't think he lost weight. I mean, you guys look at him like he lost weight.
You're just jealous because he's nice and thin and you're still plump and fat.
I am.
Whoa.
Ouch.
I'm not
Shit.
Jealous.
Gloves
it took me a long time to get this way.
All
right?
Ding, ding.
And I thought my claws.
I was going to say, can she borrow your jacket?
Oh, my God.
So, it's fine. Tell us about what you just did.
All 3 seconds now.
No, in Virginia.
Well, Virginia was a nice getaway for a couple days.
Okay.
And we made some moonshine. And it was
you
good.
You can't say that on the air, dude.
Listen, moon.
Might as well
legal.
Just give the address now.
I'm not going to give the address. It's in a whole state somewhere.
So, it's in West good luck Virginia. Finding it.
Yeah, good luck.
He made moonshine in the church. Like
You're
blood.
Allowed 2 gallons now.
Are you wrong for that, though? Like
it was
church.
A moon dance.
In a church.
I didn't do the moon dance. I mean.
After you drank.
You drink enough of it, you would.
Yeah.
No, he drank it. He went to the dark side of the moon.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know. I remember somebody barking at the moon once. Chris.
Only once.
Wow.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Rough I'm glad you had a good time. A
couple car shows, a lot of bikes down there. The weather is changing, so bikes are everywhere down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the weather's not much different from here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it definitely
hot.
Is.
You think so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 90
yeah, it's like 75.
For 3-4 days straight, and then it just dipped again.
Wow.
But a lot of cool roads over there, too.
Virginia's nice.
Virginia's cool.
Awesome for riding.
You can go on to Blue Ridge Mountains. You can go to Skyline Drive.
Well, is that where it starts, though? The Blue Ridge Mountains?
I believe
the start of Virginia?
So.
West Virginia.
West Virginia?
No,
Chris, didn't we go over this already?
No.
Remember we tried figuring that out? We did.
You smiling.
I know I caught the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina.
Blue Ridge Mountains are definitely cool. You really got to pay attention. You can't be, like, looking at the scenery and then not looking at the road, especially when you're on a bike.
Well,
but,
Because then you can go off the road.
Yeah, there's no guardrails.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Off-roading on a Harley, I mean, it sometimes is fun, but not much.
Well, it depends on who you're with.
Well, yeah.
That's very true. So, all right, well.
But it's fun.
We had enough of Folly.
There you go, next.
Thanks.
We love Folly. All right, so what's going on, Chris? How was your weekend, brother?
It was a mixed bag of tricks. It was kind of crazy. We started off the weekend, unfortunately, with a passing of a young motorcyclist that we had went down to the wake.
That sucks.
Unfortunately, it was a single bike accident. Friend of the community, the father, family, so we went and showed support for that. Very sad, very unfortunate. No parent wants to bury their child,
no matter what.
So we were there, show a little support. And, it's just a reminder that you gotta be on your own. You gotta watch your ride. You gotta do your thing. You gotta be careful out there,
Yes, absolutely.
In the blink of an eye, it could be over, As much fun as it is, it could be end, It could end like that, So other than that, things are great. I mean, things are going full speed ahead. We got a lot going on. We attended one of the Veteran Coalition dinners Saturday night.
What'd you eat?
Food. And,
what kind of food was it?
A variety of food. It was an Italian buffet.
Oh,
I know. I got you at a buffet. Look at the eyes roll. You get a little big.
I'll get to my story after you're done.
Attention now.
Yeah, he wants to one up you. That's all it's about. It's a trap. So anyway, and then Sunday we attended the run with you guys. You know, we stopped by over there after we were at the hog meeting and awesome. Talked about stuff we got going on, and then we came to the Soldier's Journey Home. That was pretty good.
That was good, man. We'll get to the Soldier's Journey Home.
Easy for you to say.
I can't say it.
No, it's really good, though. We got a lot going on, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're going away this week, too. We're going to Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to NCOM, which is National Coalition of Motorcyclists.
Right.
Going to meet with a bunch of clubs from across the country and discuss, you know, legislation and issues at hand and bring it back and keep the good away, keep the good, and kind of keep the bad away. You know?
Chris is always on the roll, man.
Yep. Josephine's going with us. Deb's going with us. Nick's going with us.
I will be out
Jim Barr will be out there as well, representing National Corps. Which is pretty awesome. You know, it's a great bunch of people doing good stuff.
That's
you know?
What you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. Well, speaking about the buffets, I went to the Sopranos on Friday night. It was at Windows on the Lake. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
In Montgomery, a beautiful place, I got to tell you. If you live out here on Long Island and you're looking to have a party or something, definitely check out Windows on the Lake in Montgomery. The place is gorgeous.
It
right
is.
On the lake, and the sunset is beautiful. And they had a murder mystery dinner again.
That's cool.
With the Sopranos. It was pretty cool.
Did you figure it out? Did you figure out?
I didn't figure it out. No, I was eating.
It was Tony.
No, it wasn't Tony.
Tony did it.
Actually, it wasn't Tony.
No.
I'm not going to say because guys.
In case we go.
But anyway, speaking about buffet, they had a real Italian buffet feast.
Romantic evening.
And I ate. And then I ate again.
What about dessert?
I ate that too.
Why are you looking at me when you're saying dessert?
Because I know you're dying for it right now.
Right? Weird.
I just had a zero sugar piece of chocolate. I'm allowed to have these.
Okay. Awesome.
Good.
Now he's full for the
full.
2 days.
Go have a slice of pizza.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm glad I got all this stuff in the way.
But that was really cool, man. Windows on the Lake is a gorgeous place. Check that place out, guys. Again, if you want to have a party or you can have a wedding or anything, man, that place is beautiful. And the food was so good, Chris.
Did you taste it?
Barely.
He just inhaled it.
I figured that.
Barely. It was cool. They put on a little show, you know, a soprano thing. And then the girlfriend gets shot, and you got to figure out who shot her. And they give you clues. They come around. And
how can the girlfriend get shot?
But it's,
yeah, what the heck?
His guma.
It was in the script.
Oh!
The guma got shot.
Now he's starting to tell these stories.
Right?
So you weren't paying attention.
So what happens is, it's like one of those dinners, like a Tony and Tina. You guys ever hear of that?
Yes.
Something like that, where the show is part of the, you know, like the girl sit next to me and started like, you know, put her arm around me.
And all of a sudden,
And then Tony's wife, get your arm around him, off him, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Tony's coming over to me. Hey, can you believe this shit? Can you believe this? I'm like, yeah, Tony, I don't get it. Get away from my plate.
Right?
I'm over here for the food. I swear.
I didn't smell the pasta. I swear to God.
Don't touch my steak.
But it was awesome. We had a good time, and I want to thank Rock of Vodka for taking me there. They invited me, and it was they were sponsoring it.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's good.
Check out Rock of Vodka, man. Rock of Vodka is so good. You got your moonshine. I got the Rock of Vodka. Mm-hmm. If you go to rockofvodka.com, check out the little map they got. You'll see little bottles like this, and that's where you can buy it. So it's for sale everywhere now. So these bottles are collector's items for one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like the flavored cans ones.
Those flavored, remember?
Yeah. The cans are good.
You love the flavored can ones?
They actually sell them at the liquor store up the road from my house.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier, weren't we? About,
yeah.
About liking it in the can.
Flavored.
Kind of weird. Can.
That's
were these made in a synagogue?
Like it in a can.
It's kind of weird. Made in a synagogue?
No, I'm usually the one who...
Like that's just made in church?
Yeah.
I know. When Wayne brought that up, and he was like, I'm a little shocked. I'm like, you're in rare form tonight. My mind is the one usually in the gutter.
Oh, he's always in the gutter.
I didn't say a word.
So this is made from Spanish grapes with fresh spring water. Fresh mountain spring water.
Nice. That's right? Even better.
So check out Rock and Vodka, guys. It's the best vodka you ever have. And their cans. How good were they?
They were really good.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
I think they have like 4 or 5 different flavors.
They have new ones coming out.
Really?
The margarita
one did you like?
Good.
Oh, you got the super secret list?
The last one. The last one was good.
I like the berry one the best.
Yeah, I think and there was a coconut one, right?
There was a coconut? Yeah. If you give me a second.
The berry one, I think,
lime
was.
Or something like that.
Oh, there was one, though, like with ginger or something or peppermint. They're a little different.
Yes.
They're all good. Just give them a try.
They're all amazing.
I didn't try the orange one, because Mandarin, I think it was.
Mandarin one. That was really good.
Yeah, I'm not a big Mandarin.
And the toasted coconut one was really good.
All right, yes. So first of all, we got the Rockaberry.
Yes. Okay?
That was my favorite, the Rockaberry.
Yes.
And that's made with strawberry, lime, and fresh peppermint.
Oh, that's okay.
That one was amazing. Then we got the Rockabilly. Okay, that one's made with bitter orange, dried ginger, and cinnamon. That one was real good.
Yeah, I didn't try that one.
That'd probably be good with like a shot of moonshine in it.
Oh,
yeah, listen.
No, let me tell you, I drank a can of that and I was knocked off my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So then we got the Rockalotta. This is made with pineapple, roasted coconut, and white pepper.
That one was the best.
Now, check out these drinks. Now, picture these drinks ice cold in a cooler. You did.
I did.
I did. Right at the beach in Daytona.
Everybody close their eyes.
I can see the waves crashing.
So, yeah, you hit a wave.
In the ocean,
crashing.
As they say.
You got your cooler full of Rocka Vodka, right? These drinks. Now they're coming up with new ones. I'm not going to tell you what they are yet.
Come on.
I don't know. But
that would kind of promote it if you actually told us.
Well, if I actually knew what they were, then I would do it. But I just know they're coming out with new ones. Right? But these other ones are out in the market now. Go on their website, rockavaca.com. That's rockavaca.com. Check out what they got. You'll love it. We love it. It's amazing stuff.
I haven't had them
yet,
but they
look
good.
I want the Rockavaca hat right there.
You want the Rockavaca hat? Yeah, $30 is yours.
Whoa!
He got that shit for free in the.
Shut up!
Don't run for you.
Shut up! Who invited you here?
You did.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so what time is it, Mike? Is it commercial time, Mike?
Commercial.
All right, we're gonna go to commercial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From beaded to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Do you ride? I ride. Hi, Jim Lenick here from Lenick Law & Comac, your personal injury and estate planning attorneys for over 35 years. If you've been in a motorcycle or any type of accident, call us. 631-486-9500.
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From beaded to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Micro-DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200. Or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
It's the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, sailing out of Tampa, Florida, with stops in Bimini, Freeport, Nassau, and Coco Cay in the Bahamas. 7 days of the most fun you'll ever have. Biker dress code, a bike vendor trade show, world-class parties, and this year you can win 4 in 24. Book your cabin now and you'll automatically be registered to win not one, but 4 custom-built motorcycles. Thanks to Law Tigers and High Seas Rally. We hope you're ready to rock. This year we welcome legendary frontman of Foreigner, Lou Graham. Feels like the first time. Dixon.
Airball, our very own party band Steel Rod, and many more. There will also be special performances by the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, benefiting the High Seas Rally Dialysis Fund and Wounded Warrior Project. Go to highseasrally.com to book your cabin now.
We are back. So check it out. So we got the winner of the motorcycle that we raffled off from the Boogie for the Boobies. There he is with Dawn. John Ryodian. Did I say that? Ryodian.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good enough. John.
John R. from Jersey.
John R. from Jersey. So we won the bike from us that we got from Harley Davidson of Nassau County. Great place to get a motorcycle. New pre-owned bikes, new bikes, whatever you need. They have everything you want at Harley Davidson of Nassau County. So we got to talk to John for a minute. Mike, can you play that video, John? He won the bike.
Hi, my name is John. I got a rock in the road for Rockland for this motorcycle, and ended up winning. And I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I've never won nothing like that before. There it is.
Voila.
Are we good?
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means a lot. I've never won anything like this before, and I bought the ticket because, tragically, I lost my wife to cancer, and it means a lot to me.
All right. Now, I believe we're doing it again. We're going to raffle off another one, a 2024. Nice. Hit it.
Hey everybody, we're doing it again. We're raffling off the 2024 Street Bob. Beautiful black, blue and gray here. Again, a 114, powerful engine. And you could be the winner out there. Go to rockintheroadtourtour.org. Go to our donation page. Go through PayPal and put in $100. It's only going to be 300 chances to win, which is low, so it's a good chance of you winning. And also you win secondary prizes. We're giving out 20 of them. One could be this Milwaukee flannel that's from Leather Up, and other donations that we've gotten, leather jackets, leather vests, helmets. So you got to be in it to win it. Only $100 again, 300 chances, and it all goes to Rock and Roll for Cures, breast cancer patients. All the proceeds go to helping people who are going through the treatments of breast cancer. So get in it, and either way, it's a win-win. You're a winner for helping us to help others with breast cancer. See you soon.
All right, so that's awesome. Doing it again, raffling off that bike. So if you go to rockandrollforacure.org, you can put your $100 in there and 300 shots, man.
That's a good deal.
Win that bike.
Congratulations to John, though.
Thank you.
That's good.
He won it. How did he won it? From Cyclefish.
That's awesome.
He saw it on cyclefish.com.
Nice.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. Put $100 down. And now there he is, living proof. He won the bike. He picked it up. I don't know how he got it home. I got to be honest with you. I said to him, I'll help you. You know how to tie it down? He goes, yeah, I can figure it out. And I go, I'll help you with this. He backed up a trailer, probably as high as the X-Drone trailer was, Chris. Mm-hmm. Okay? With a ramp that was half the size of a regular ramp. So it was like a 60-degree angle.
Straight up.
So I go. Maybe I won't help you put this on. and then the way you tied out to was on the outside of the trailer. Oh my God. I'm like, over the railing.
Huh. Sounds like a Facebook reel.
Yeah.
I saw somebody trailering a bike and he had the kickstand down on the trailer and one strap on the back tire. It was weird. I didn't want to get behind him anymore with the damn bike.
I knew somebody that trailered a bike from Connecticut and they said the bike fell over on the trailer. It was an open trailer. As they were getting off the Throgs Neck Bridge, getting onto the Cross Island, so my first question was, Why are you getting on the cross island first of all? Yeah. So if you weren't going on the cross island, the bike wouldn't have fell over. That big round.
Yep.
There so is. You got to be careful when you tie these things down. So congratulations again to John. It's awesome. All that money does go to the places. I've seen it. I've seen it done. They deliver all kinds of food. They do all kinds of great things for the breast cancer patients, and totally worth it, man. So get in that raffle. That's anyway, awesome. So what's up there, Mr. Irish Pat?
Hey, what's going on?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
You look really handsome in that leather up shirt you got there.
Yes, and so do you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Made by Milwaukee Leather, by the way.
Yeah, you guys might want to exchange numbers after this.
I got another.
Very Irishy looking.
Well, yeah, I kind of have that going for me.
Uh-huh. It's a beard, dude. Look at Pat. Oh, green.
You might, laddie.
But what have I got going on? Well, it was just announced from July 17th to July 21st, the Kentucky Bike Rally at Sturgis, Kentucky.
They call it Little Sturgis.
Little Sturgis.
Yeah.
Little Sturgis.
Some of the bands that have been announced.
Actually, they don't call it that no more. They got in trouble for calling it that. They had to change
because
it
was name. Trademark. Yeah, probably because of trademark in that.
Yeah.
But some of the bands that have been announced already was Thunderstruck, which is AC/DC tribute.
Good band.
Yep.
I think I know that.
Moccasin Creek, Cannon Brine, and of course, our favorite, one Jasmine Kane.
Gotta love Jasmine.
Jasmine's going to be there. Nice.
You gotta love Jasmine.
So, I mean, the tickets are reasonably priced. It's like, you know, it's like anywhere from $35, $45 if you're just getting a wristband for the 4 days. They do have campers that are going to be a little bit more, but it's still pretty reasonably priced. If you want to get the tickets early, I would do so. Because, I mean, that's going to be good. Four-day weekend bike rally.
Yeah. So that was a good time.
So, and that's what I got going on right now.
All right. Awesome, man. Good job. And, again, you look very handsome in your leather up Milwaukee leather shirt, I want to say. So.
I got to get me one of them.
I'm just happy I got something that fits.
Yeah. I might have to go up a size.
You know.
Do they have button extensions?
They do.
I'll take that one.
Hey, Chris, who's that peeking out from behind your laptop over there?
We got a special guest here today. Chris. We got Nutty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Nutty's with us?
He's back.
Oh, there he is.
Nutty's back.
Oh, yeah, I saw Nutty was missing from PA. They were making a big deal about
Nutty.
Well, he was locked in a dungeon, and I actually found out about it, so I actually rescued him, took him to work with me today.
Ah, there you go, Nutty.
So he came in today to do the show with us.
Always glad to see Nutty. All right.
They had the helicopters out.
Yeah, really.
They were little, but they were out. So we had a Wayne, you did a great job yesterday for a soldier's journey home.
Yes,
that worked out good.
Right. So tell us about how the day went yesterday.
You know, it was cold. I got to give Chuck a shout out from Station One Tattoo. He definitely helped out a lot. His whole crew did amazing.
That's a great place to get tattoos.
They really they set up a lot of stuff.
I gotta go see Chuck.
But if you want tattoos, that's definitely a place to go. But it worked out good. I mean, thank you all guys for showing up and helping out, supporting. But we have already in the works for another one, maybe at the end of the year.
Okay.
And hopefully the weather will work out a little bit better. We can get more people out, but at least getting the word out there is the main thing, really.
Okay.
Very nice. So it's, money goes towards building a home for a double amputee vet, and it should be in, Georgia next year.
Oh, okay.
So it's all made up, all the countertops drop down, it's wheelchair accessible, the whole entire house, shower, just everything. So it's pretty cool. I mean, when we saw that house, the way they were building it, John, it was amazing.
I was telling a story yesterday about it. It's like you walk into one room, and there's nothing but beams. And by the time you walk through it, you talk to whoever came back, the room was finished.
Wow.
Painted and everything.
It's crazy.
It was crazy because these guys, they come from all over the country, and everybody has their own trade.
Right.
So it wasn't nobody stepping on each other's feet. Boom, 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 boom. Done. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Talk about orchestrating that.
Yeah.
And
then, how long? How many days?
It's on the 2 weeks.
From the slab to the slab.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they do the slab like a month before the build.
Right.
But it's pretty much a Saturday to like the middle of the following week. So it's like a week and a half. But then they do like the landscaping and then they give it the Saturday. So it's like it's like 14 days. Pretty much.
Can anybody come in and join to like help out? Like if any guys are in a union or something sitting on the bench?
Actually, you have to go on the website Okay. And you get interviewed, and you like they only approve like a certain amount of people with trades they have and stuff like that. But it's I mean, it's very well coordinated. Like John said, I mean, it wasn't actually painted because obviously it's back off to dry. But like, it was really like there was like four guys standing outside the room, which did like sheetrock boards.
It was actually,
the board went up, it got screwed in, and it was like as they were stacking the boards, the guy was almost spackling. Like
amazing.
That, it was really cool. Wild. You know.
So Melissa Higgins is happy that Nutty the Squirrel is alive. Okay.
For now. You know,
being fed well.
All the food that we talk about in this place, he's lucky to be alive. Bobby Sopa, what's up, brother? Haven't seen Bobby out there in a while. Dawn DeMille is out there. Hello, Pete's out there. What's up, Pete?
Pete.
So Josephine's out there somewhere.
No, I'm not that far. We
know that.
From you.
We know that.
Yeah, I'm out there, definitely. Somewhere.
But
she's 2.5 inches.
Whoa.
So that was a great day yesterday. It was cold, man.
It was.
It was great.
It was cold and damp. That's really what it was.
And then it started raining. It just, sucks.
Yep. One of those.
But still got a lot of people to show up on bikes. Awesome.
It was good.
It was support. Absolutely.
Yeah, now that, like I said, now they know what it's all about, it's even, I think it'll take off.
Yeah, we've been trying to push the Soldier General for a long time.
Yeah. Definitely. You know what
I mean? We had the bike nights back in 21.
Yeah.
It was about that, but people weren't really registering with it, right? It was
It was tough to I think it's I think it's definitely now starting to take place of everybody understanding what it's about, and
we're still raising money throughout the year with the bike nights for this.
Well, we're also doing Rock and Roll for a Cure also.
Yeah.
So all the 50-50 and all that, we're gonna
It's a pretty awesome challenge coins too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One of these the other day. It was really cool.
Yep.
We got coins, shirts. If everybody wants one, I'm selling them too. But
you have that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we got coins, we got shirts, whatever you need. This PM Wayne over here, right?
PM, what did you say?
PM, personal message.
Oh. Is that what that stands for?
Or call him at.
Text.
Post menopause.
Go with the text.
Or call him at 63.
I think it's DM, actually.
867-5309.
DM, John, you're wrong. It's DM.
DM.
It used to be PMs.
No, that was just when you wanted to DM later in the day.
O'clock, it's PM.
Well, AM is the morning.
Yeah, she don't know about that.
I don't know.
But I always heard it PM me, but I don't know. No wonder I never got any messages from nobody.
That was like 15 years ago when people had Blackberries or something.
Don't hate.
Hey, man.
Don't hate.
Hey, Wayne, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
When they're doing all the building and stuff on the house and it goes so quickly, what do they have, like inspectors there on site too? So that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's more prep work like throughout months prior than it actually the build. Because like right now they're trying to pick a place, then they'll find a spot, then they'll find a vet in that area. On the website, I think there's actually a spot you can go with if you want to like see if you could help somebody out that you know.
Like nominate a vet or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how they get like local, places. But they go down there, they send a team down there, they check out the property. Mm-hmm. They'll go right to the town hall, they'll go to the police department, the fire department. The highway, they get everybody involved already, how to shut the roads down. Can they take over fields to drop property on the property? Like, this year they actually had the neighbor's property, it was a farmer. And the guy's like, whatever you need. They set up food tents, like army tents.
Cool.
And they did all the food there. All the construction was, everything was delivered because it was up on a mountain.
Film it, make a TV show out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's, but that's kind of like that. Remember that, like, move the bus kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's similar to that.
Oh, wow.
But, like, the permits, and I mean, you try and do it around here, permits could take a year.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But down there, you go to the right people. They do the right thing. That's and awesome. They know what it's all about.
It'd be cool to get one on the island.
It'll never happen.
Yeah,
it never happens.
When you find out more info, let me know.
Just the property taxes alone. These guys are double amputee vets, and the money they get from the government, they could never do something like that. It was in Ohio, I think, 4 years ago or something, but it's usually down south where the property taxes are nothing. They'll even sometimes waiver it for vets.
Wow.
So there's certain things that down south is just, it makes more sense. Yeah, you know, good. You know, good unfortunately, stuff, you know.
But, and it's amazing cool. watching this stuff. And like I said, all the firemen get together.
Yeah, it's cool.
But the food is really cool, man.
That's good. You know? Of course you like the food.
Of course we know
that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner right there on site.
Boom.
You'd you know? Think they wouldn't because when people eat too much, they don't get performed.
Yeah, true. Well, they know, though.
They got a nap now.
There's deadlines.
That's pretty awesome. When you find out, definitely get us the information. I'd like to share it. We have definitely an event down in Georgia. I'd like to share that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see me down there. Rizzo. Breakfast is over. I know. I'm here for the lunch. Can I get a nap? Who's helping me get back up the hill?
Nice. Buffet style.
So check it out, guys. Tomorrow night, man, we're having bike night.
Looking forward to that.
The Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Bike Night is going to be at the Edge at Lulu's in Patchogue tomorrow night. That's at 388 Medford Avenue, in other words, known as Route 112. So we're going to have E3 playing. We're going to have 50-50. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have drink and food specials. Right?
Specials.
Rock and Vodka will be there doing some samples.
Nice. Awesome.
Samples.
It's going to be a great night, man. The weather's supposed to be gorgeous. Bring your bikes out. We'll be there hanging out for our second annual bike night. Well, it's not second bike night, I should say. And
so you can sample those cans?
Yes. You can sample the cans.
That's cool.
If you like it, the can, you can definitely sample the can.
I'm going to try a few.
Right? So, yeah, no, you have to, man. They're amazing. So we'll be at the Edge at Lulu's in Patchogue with E3. Tom's great, man.
Yeah, he's good.
Yes, he is.
He puts on a great show.
That time he played in the rain like that.
That was awesome.
That was
and we're
going to
be with the
really
AmVets.
Cool.
We'll be joining us tomorrow night. They congratulate them to their new post. Up in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, that's
now.
Right, yeah.
It looked like a sort of Facebook.
Neck.
They had a great turnout up there. That's cool, man, up in the Frog's Neck.
That's a nice area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
So from 6 to 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., whatever. You know what? We don't really have time that it ends. Whenever it ends, it ends. Usually, it ends. Gets
when the last bike rolls out.
That's right. It usually ends when the last bike leaves.
There you go.
Makes Not sense. All the time.
Not all the time.
No.
So don't forget to come on out, guys, tomorrow. And the 50-50 proceeds are going to Rock and Roll for a Cure. So come on out and help support. We all know ladies
we'll be
or
there.
Some men had, you know, I got one of those tests done a long time ago. I had to. Because when I got sick with my heart, they put me on this medication. And the medication informed a cyst in my breast because of the medication.
Oh, shit.
So I had to go. I was like, man, this sucked. Like, wow, that's horrible.
Yes, breast cancer does not discriminate.
No. Get checked.
It does not.
Always get
checked. Yeah. So we got Louis Baggage Donuts coming up next, everybody.
Louis.
We're going to go to commercial and then come back with Louis. We'll be right back. It's just isolated, sometimes even inundated.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Do you ride? I ride. Hi, Jim Lenick here from Lenick, Law & Comac, your personal injury and estate planning attorneys for over 35 years. If you've been in a motorcycle or any type of accident, call us. 631-486-9500.
Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200 or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
It's the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, sailing out of Tampa, Florida, with stops in Bimini, Freeport, Nassau, and Coco Cay in the Bahamas. 7 days of the most fun you'll ever have. Biker dress code, a bike vendor trade show, world-class parties, and this year you can win 4 in 24. Book your cabin now and you'll automatically be registered to win not one, but 4 custom-built motorcycles. Thanks to Law Tigers and High Seas Rally. We hope you're ready to rock. This year we welcome legendary frontman of Foreigner, Lou Graham. Dixon. Airball. Our very own party band, Steel Rod, and many more. There will also be special performances by the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. High Seas Rally, October 26th through November 2nd, benefiting the High Seas Rally Dialysis Fund and Wounded Warrior Project. Go to highseasrally.com to book your cabin now.
We are back. What's going on, everybody? Tonight's show is brought to you by Lennox Law. Lennox Law, you need a lawyer that understands you. You ride, he rides. His wife, Lisa, rides. So you need a lawyer that knows what they're talking about when it comes to motorcycle accidents. Check out Lennox Law. Give them a call at 631-486-9500. Guys, do we eat good here on
Absolutely.
Monday nights?
Too much.
Eat like kings.
We eat like kings, right?
I'm jealous.
And queens. Mm-hmm.
Check out Fat Boys Burrito, everybody. Fat Boys Burrito has got the best tacos, burritos. They got rice
salads.
Bowls.
Salads.
Right? Oh, quesadillas.
Yeah.
Everything. Check out Fat Boys Burrito in Belmore, East Northport, and in Plainview. A new one opening up in Levittown.
Nice. They did, they had a really nice Sunday.
They did, right?
Yeah, but they were worried. They didn't put the tent up because they heard there was a lawsuit from last year against them.
About somebody who fell out?
Yeah, they were worried that there was a lawsuit against them.
Forte?
You see, Josephine, what happened was Wayne was very drunk there last year.
Last night.
Probably last night, too.
No.
But I had a video, Wayne, uh-huh. Wayne being drunk.
Yeah.
And he fell out of the tent.
No, he didn't fall.
I rolled. I rolled, and I had the drink in my hand.
Never glided with style.
It was pretty funny.
But me being a good friend that I am, I kept recording.
And didn't even help me. Yeah.
I want to see this after the show.
I have video.
Payback
he had
is a bitch.
Big smile on his face.
Oh yeah.
He was a happy person.
Yeah. Oh, and we got Gino's Pizzeria. Oh. How good is that pizza, guys?
Oh, pizza!
Oh, and there's their pastas and their salads and their heroes.
Oh.
Gotta love Gino's of Comac, Kings Park, Neskonsin, and Northport. Now, you guys want to go out for a good steak?
Yes. I could finally eat one.
Let's go to Texas Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. In Comac, 502 Deer Park Avenue. Texas Roadhouse is amazing. You walk in there, first thing you see is the steaks in the little glass thing they got there, right? Oh. You pick out the steak you want right there. Then they sit you down with that bread. That amazing bread with that cinnamon butter. Farley's drooling over there. Right?
Thanks.
You like that? Tammy likes that butter.
Well, I have to say hi to Bobby Soper because he keeps saying my name and he's not seeing my hello. So, hello.
Hello, Bobby Soper.
He didn't say my name. He said Tammy.
Texas. I know. Well, he keeps saying my name. So
Texas.
Hi.
So, the Texas Roadhouse in Comac, on Comac Road in Deer Park, guys. Now, if you mention Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, you get a free cactus bloom or fried pickles.
Good choice.
Yeah, good stuff.
You can get both.
You know what I did, man? I took the cactus bloom and I spread it on my steak and I ate it.
It's supposed to do.
But wait a minute, Farley. I'm going to do one better next time. I'm taking one of those rolls, slicing it open, slicing some steak.
And put it on
it. On a roll with the onion and the cinnamon butter.
It sounds good.
I got movements. I got movements.
I don't know.
I think hot honey would be better.
Hot honey? Yeah.
Either way, do you see the gleam in Johnny's eye as he's talking about this?
Chase it down with some moonshine.
There you go. Well, Texas Roadhouse, everybody. Make sure you go to 502 Cormac Road and Deer Park Avenue. And make sure you mention Motorcycle Mayhem Radio for your free cactus bloom or your fried onion.
Fried onions.
Fried pickles.
Fried pickles.
You got steak on the brain,
I'm thinking about
man.
The, I'm thinking about
yeah.
that.
He's gone.
So I'm done.
Steak brain.
All right, so we're going to move on.
Could you imagine what alcohol does to him?
Oh, dear Lord.
He had himself at steak.
We got Louis Bag of Donuts. He's a Florida guy. And he hooks us up with so many great bands down there.
Yes, he does.
He does such a fantastic job. We love Louis. So let's get that thing going, Michael. For Louis Bag of Donuts. Boom! Bang.
I did it, right? Hot honey stinks, Bobby says. You got to try the really hot honey, Bobby.
Oh, my God. I just choked. Hot honey is good.
Ready? I got the extra hot.
Of course you did.
All right, we are back, and we got Louis Bag of Donuts with us. What's up, Louis? Okay. I heard a dog.
That's Louis? Farley.
That was me.
Oh, that's Farley?
Is it looks like a goat.
Louis Bag of Donuts. We don't hear him.
Louis.
There he is.
There
what's
he
up,
is.
Louis? What's going on, brother?
And that wasn't my dog that was falling.
It was same thing. Anyway.
Whoa. Damn, I just got dog.
I love all it.
Don't say the bad thing about his dog like that.
Thanks, Wayne.
Sorry about your dog. So what's up, brother?
They both like peanut butter. Sorry.
No. So Louis, you're down there.
We've gone to hell.
In a sunny state. What's happening?
We had a pretty good weekend.
Me too.
Went over to the county line there and hung out with that band Jack Knife with Joey Page and Jim Q.
Love him.
And
I gotta thank Joey Page for those awesome cups they made us, man. I saw them.
Absolutely. They made us a couple of cups. They called me on stage. I didn't know what Jim was up to. Joey was smiling, so I didn't know what kind of shenanigans they were going to pull on me, so I was a little worried about opening up that box, but it ended up being two cups, one with your name on it, one with my name on it, and the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio logo, and nice. Jack Knife on the other side.
Wow, it's awesome, man. I want to thank Jack Knife for that. Another great band, man, I got to tell you. That is a great band to go check out, man. Love them.
Those are nice mugs. They really are.
Yeah, really cool. So go ahead.
Now, Jim shocked me because actually I wasn't expecting that at all. I just thought they were going to kind of joke around with me like they usually do. And it was nice of them to think of us. And they thanked us to the audience, told us, you know, we do a really good job of promoting music down here in Florida.
Awesome.
And that was their way of thanking us.
Well, nice. You know, it's easy to promote these bands that you're hooking us up with because all these bands are great. We opened up the show with Crash Rocket, which is an amazing band, by the way. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, Crash Rocket, I went to see them at FLT the following night, Saturday night, and we had the Mayhem crew there. Man, we had that 25 people there that watched the show.
Right.
Hanging out with us. I mean, FLT's was packed. You couldn't even move in there. The show that Crash Rocket put on there was actually unbelievable. It was a hell of a show. And, you know, we both like Crash Rocket, but the show they put on there the other night was incredible.
Yeah, they're a great band. Now, I think they might know who I am now, so
Maybe.
When I go down there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they can at least read your name on the mug.
That wasn't Crash Rocket, by the way.
Stinks. But
no, Crash Rocket is fantastic band.
We got to wish Jenny, the drummer of Crash Rocket, a happy birthday. Her birthday is Wednesday. I'm probably going to go see her Wednesday at OV's real quick and wish her a happy birthday.
Well, come on, Louie, me and you right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
To you.
Sounds like a broken
voice. Happy birthday to Crash Rocket Jenny. Happy birthday. I'm sorry for Lou. Okay.
Now the dogs are howling.
Well, happy birthday, Jenny.
Absolutely.
So continue, please.
What's coming up this week, man, is he's talking about Jasmine King. Jasmine will be at Dirty Harry's on Wednesday, 8 to 12.
Right.
And I already talked to Kevin and going to go see him and hang out with him.
Very good.
It's Wednesday night. And then Saturday night, I'm going to check out a new band called FDR. And they're going to be at the First and Last Tab. And I've never heard them before. We'll see what they're all about.
What does SDR stand for?
FDR.
I have no idea.
FDR or FDR. What? The
old president.
I was just going to say.
It's
a female singer, so I don't think that guy's got anything to do with it.
Never know.
FJP, I've heard.
So, Louis, when do you sleep?
What do you want to know?
When do you sleep, dude? You are, like, running around like crazy.
I kind of do that. Jack Knife actually asked me off stage how many miles I did for the show last year. And in Florida, I did 24,000 miles.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, he's everywhere on the bike, man. And yeah, I'm really jealous of Louis lives down there, man.
Well, when you're in Florida, you can do that.
You can do that, right? So, awesome.
Yes, you can. Weather looks good this week. I heard you guys going to have good weather there this weekend, too. So
for our bike night, that's right.
It's always sunny in 75 here.
Yeah. Cloudy with a chance of rain.
Come here, Wayne. Let me pinch you.
Not with those nails.
Shorts. Look at them. He's in shorts.
I need like 10 stitches.
Paulie's looking kind of skinny there, lost some weight then. It's going, dude.
I think I'm down 50-something pounds since March 6th.
Nice. He's got AIDS. You know what happened.
Oh, Jesus. Leave it to Johnny to just say something totally asinine.
Because you look good and they still look fat.
That's right.
I didn't say it.
That is it.
He's up to two pieces of gum a day to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis.
Hey, Farley, when you look down, now don't think what you're going to think. Can you see your feet?
I can see a lot more than my feet.
They're bigger.
His little toe.
Okay. It's bigger.
He sees his feet and we thought it was a snail.
I can see everything now. Put it that way.
He's finally down to all 10 toes.
Hey! 11 toes.
He can see clearly now.
Hey, Irish.
But the rain is good? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I seen your little dig there on Facebook there, bud. You're teetering.
You know I got to go up to that line, Louie. I always got to go up to that line. I love you too, my man.
Oh, my goodness. So go ahead,
That's
my friend. What?
That's it for me, brother.
Well, you did a great job, like always, my friend, down there in Florida. Louis Bega Donuts is our man down there, our Florida manager, who's always getting these great bands for us to check out up here. So when you go down to Daytona, now you know the bands to go see, because Louis hooked you up.
He's the mayor of the town.
Louis. Yeah.
Hey, listen, Jasmine wants to know, and Kevin wants to know if you send her that credit card down so they can drink on you on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's coming, man.
He'll send it. It doesn't work, but he'll send it.
You might be able to get one beer off of it, I'm telling you.
Kevin said you were going to say something like that.
Yeah. I love those guys. But you have a good night, my brother.
All right, my brothers. You be good, all right?
All right.
Be good, safe, man.
Louis
Bag of Donuts, everybody. All right, so check it out, man. The High Seas Rally, guys. The High Seas Rally is a biker rally on a cruise ship.
Sounds like when are we all going? Can we all go?
I went last year. I'm going this year.
I need to tan these cheeks now.
Yeah. You don't bring your bike on the boat. You don't have to. They have bikes you can win. That they are builders on the ship, and they raffle the bikes off. Right now, if you register and you get on this cruise, you're in the drawing to win 4 bikes.
Wow.
Four custom-made bikes. 4. You can win all 4 of them.
I need one.
They got a lot of great stuff going on. This year, it's from October 26th to November 2nd. We're leaving out of Tampa Bay, going to the Bahamas.
Nice.
All right?
Where else?
Where else?
He's going to have hot.
Here we go.
Spell that one. Here it is.
We're going to Bimini.
Bimini.
Bahama Islands. Nassau and Coco Cay.
Nice.
Right?
I forgot about Freeport.
No.
No, not
they changed
on this one.
It.
Oh, they did?
Changed
they, now, I say Grand Bahama Island.
Why did anybody go Freeport? So, there's nothing there.
Freeport must have fell off the map. I don't know.
Okay.
They sank.
I mean, that sounds a lot. You know, to me, to us, like Nassau and Freeport, it's like, we have that here.
I know.
Freeport. We have that here. Sank.
Pat, that's a good catch,
Nautical
though.
Nautical miles, no more.
All right, we're going to the Grand Bahama Island. How powerful does that sound? Hey, no, we're going to Freeport. All right. Hey, we're going to fucking Grand Bahama Island, right?
He's getting excited.
That sounds powerful. That's where I want to be.
Johnny's getting excited.
I'm a Bahama mama.
Well, for us, the Long Islanders, it definitely sounds more powerful than going to Freeport.
Yeah, that's good.
Where are you going?
No, Freeport. Really?
But it's going to be great, man. The Royal Caribbean's Radiance of the Seas. Beautiful ship.
That's a big one, right?
It's a big one. Went on it last year. And it's amazing. It is for the dialysis fund and the Wounded Warrior Project.
Nice.
So they actually bring patients on the ship with them.
Oh, that's really?
Because you
that's
know what?
Awesome.
When you go to dialysis, man, sometimes you got to go 2-3 times a week.
Right.
So what they do is they have like 10 of them. They bring them on the ship with us, and they can enjoy the cruise.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, and so while you're on the cruise, you go get your dialysis done, and you're back.
That's good,
man. It's a great time.
Veterans deserve it, man.
And the veterans also, and the concert, the shows. We're going to have Lou Graham, a Foreigner, hanging out on the ship with us.
That's going to be good.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And I'm going to say, I want to say to him, when I meet him, I'm going to say, feels like the first time.
Okay. No. You could tell him the story.
This is like, get this guy out of here.
Right? Yeah. You get the hook right on your neck.
Vixen.
Bodyguard's going to be right on.
Somebody get his name so I could have it on the restraining order.
There you go. How about Vixen? Vixen's going to be on the ship.
That's going to
cool.
Be
Lorraine Lewis is going to buy me a drink. The lead singer of Vixen. She's buying me a drink.
Is it water?
But she said I got to buy her one first.
I was
anyway.
Gonna say, did she know about this?
Yeah. Yeah. She
does. Okay.
Yeah, I speak to Lorraine. Right, we're going to actually have her on the show next week.
Oh, cool. Right?
And I'm going to actually meet up with her before that because there's a big concert in Kentucky that I'll be attending in August where Vixen will be playing.
Wow.
But when that gets closer, we'll talk about that.
Nice.
But now Black Smoke Sinners is awesome because our very own Chris Cannell from Cycle Source Magazine.
Nice.
He's in that band. Right? And we're going to have Xavier Morel. He was a drummer for Buck Cherry.
Oh,
that's
he's in that band. Great guy. He's been on the show before.
Yes, he has.
Great band.
What was that good song they sang again?
Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
That
Crazy
was
awesome. Yeah.
Why don't we all look at Tammy?
You know
as soon as you said it,
we all know at least one.
Tammy.
Excuse me, but I would say that I've been pretty good tonight, okay?
I'm at my
we got Melissa in the studio.
Oh, jeez. Go hunt the
Marissa.
Deer.
Marissa.
Not Marissa.
Go kill a deer.
Yeah.
So, Marissa.
Show me a deer.
God.
Tell us about your movie career, Marissa.
That's an accent.
Which movie?
Give me a gun. I'll show you how my movie career is going.
So Marissa Tomei could be very nice, and she could be very mean.
Bro, I've been pretty good this whole night. I haven't said 2 damn words.
Yeah.
What kind of accent is that?
Well, off the radio, you said quite
a bit. I
got
to tell you. Marissa Tomei.
You know, Marissa, you guys had special announcements going on. You know, this one had this. This one had this. So, you know, it's letting you guys do your thing.
God. Well, I will say what Marissa Tomei did when she first came to the studio. She vacuumed the whole place.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, she did.
I walked in here. I was like, what the fuck?
You had the snow boots.
It was like a piece of pepperoni
I mean,
on the floor.
When was the last time you guys cleaned key. I was like, did you guys got a cleaning lady or something?
No, and, seriously, is there a piece of pepperoni?
No, and seriously.
Johnny's hungry.
The first thing I did when I came in here, I was like, you have a vacuum? And I did. I vacuumed the whole damn floor.
It looks beautiful.
She said, does it work? We said, it no, it great. Sucks.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you have to take it out of the box?
No, the best one, I was like, when was the last time you guys emptied the vacuum? And they were like, oh, it empties?
Wait.
I just use it to throw them
we
away.
We have a vacuum?
Listen.
And it's plugged in.
You know the trick?
Bro, it was plugged in and everything. I was like, and how come the vacuum, the floor's not vacuumed if it's plugged
There's
in?
There's a trick to that. If you don't use it, you don't have to empty it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bro,
there
it
you
was
go.
Full. It was full.
I that must have been for a previous owner. When you were done with them.
Just sweep the pepperoni under the floor. Right?
The studio
you know,
came
any,
with that.
Any southerner knows, you know, you turn on the vacuum, it sucks shit up, you know?
Thank you, Melissa. Whoa. Thank you, Melissa. Yes. So we also going to have Southbound 75 on the ship. They were there last year. Great band again. And our very own good friend of the show, Gary Michaels. Awesome. We do some magic, some hypnosis.
He got Pat with it.
Yes, he did.
He's awesome to see. He filled that theater up last year, put on a great show. So check out Gary Michaels. Go on his Facebook page, Gary Michaels, and see what he does. You'll love him. We're going to have Brian Wilk and the Brad Heron Band doing dueling pianos. How great is that? I love dueling pianos. Good shit.
How'd that go?
Dueling pianos is awesome.
Dueling pianos is awesome. And then Kevin Hamill, a solo guitarist, and retro DJ Travis Bell. In the house. It's going to be a rocking time, man. Check it out, man. The High Seas Rally. You want a great little vacation? Go to the Bahamas for 7 days. You mentioned motorcycle. Oh, mentioned mayhem. Mayhem. And you're getting $250 ship credit. You can use whatever you want.
That's alcohol, a lot of steaks.
Alcohol. Yeah, you can steakhouse. You can use whatever you want. $250 just by going to sign up and putting mayhem in there. And boom, that's it.
And if you drink alcohol, that'll last you about an hour.
That's yeah.
right. That's a if big you're lucky.
Depending on what you're drinking.
There's going to be plenty of custom builders on the ship. It's going to be awesome. Jody Perowitz is going to be hanging out with
She does some crazy work.
We hung out with Jody and her father. What's her father's first name? David.
Dave.
Dave Perowitz and Jody.
The King of Flames.
We had a blast with them. We went swimming in the canal with them. We had a blast just hanging out in the water, just bullshitting.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it was a great time. So everyone's on the boat just having a good time. The only problem with that ship is I'm not on it right now. Yeah. I got to wait till October. Can you imagine?
Bro, they got October's like a, they be got here some nerve. You know it.
So they got like a Halloween party on that so thing?
Much. Yes. There was a guy dressed up as Pee Wee Herman last year.
Oh, God.
I'm talking to the fucking T was Pee Wee Herman.
I didn't know
what are you
him.
Going as?
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man?
What was that?
I said the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
The Michelin
nice,
Man.
Nice.
Fucking Pat, man.
Yeah, they're a sumo wrestler.
Yo, fat bastard.
God damn it, Pat. God damn it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look at your son. He won his U one year.
My baby, but yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be more mad at that.
I don't know. Is John Fruit trying to call Michael?
You have to mention.
I just picked it up. That's why he was calling.
Call him back quick.
Who is it?
John Frew. Real quick, we got John Frew on the show.
Can you just mention that Miracle Mile in Harley Davidson in Titusville, every Saturday they have
stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's
wow, that was awesome, Ed.
Yo, you get your 2 minutes and look what happens.
Look at that.
The show.
Speaking of which.
And if they mention the show, they get $200.
No.
Yes.
2,000.
Oh, 2,000. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry. Oh.
$2,000
off a touring bike if they mention the show. And from
that's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Awesome.
All right, we got John.
Now, if you go to Nassau Harley Davidson this weekend, I'll be there this weekend, and they're doing a test ride as well. We got John Frew. Oh, finally. We've been trying to get this guy on the phone for weeks. What's up?
Bullshit. Oh, yes.
Did you stop paying your phone bill or something?
Why do you guys look like a bunch of lumberjacks or what?
And let me guess, you want to hang out?
You got to get the beard.
John, you have every color. I seen you.
You guys in green, red, you look like a bunch of lumberjacks on here. What's it cold up there in New York?
No, actually, it's not.
No, we're getting ready to do beaver hunting.
That's right.
Beaver hunting.
They got the air conditioner on in the studio. I blast tonight.
I don't know about that. I know a little bit about
it. It's bike riding season, guys. Let's go ride our bikes instead of worrying about a cruise, not until October.
Well, you rent the bike when they get to the Bahamas.
You could do that, too. That's right? Fun.
Good answer.
Yeah.
You stumped him.
Ride now. Let's go for a ride. I mean, you got Jimmy Bag of Donuts down in Florida riding around in my territory where I live at. He goes through my little town that I live in down there. So every place he's been, I've been there.
Nice.
I don't think he's been as back as Jack's, though.
Oh, no? Okay. So anyway.
Yep.
So we've been trying to get you on the phone, man, for a long time.
Don't give me that. You guys are so full of shit. I've been calling for... In fact, I even forgot why I wanted to talk about it on the show.
That was the whole idea of it.
I know. Maybe it had something to do with, like, backseats of motorcycles or something. I don't know.
John, see, John Frew...
Yeah, so...
You can't talk to John Frew about international... Female Ride Week. Why, John?
Because he's not female?
Because they're really like guys on it.
John, close your window. We can hear crickets.
Tammy's sitting over here. She's ready to whip your ass.
Whenever I tried to go on a ride, the women are like, no, this is women's only. But yet, when us guys wanted to go riding, and the girls are like, oh, well, we're going with you. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
There's this word called no.
Which is a word you don't understand.
No.
Whoa.
Not my vocabulary. Sorry.
No habla.
No habla.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got bikes down the shop. I got all Chris Callen's mini bikes back here at the shop. At Fruit Motorsports, we're getting them done, ready for Sturgis. So... I'm going to put a little surprise on a couple of them to make them a little bit faster so nice. People can go faster.
How fast do those go?
You know what? Here's what happened. The street behind me, they put one of them speedometers up to where you can see how fast you go.
Yep, as you go by.
So now, yeah, you go by and it tells you you're doing 30, 40 mile an hour. So now that it's dark, if you guys would have called me earlier... We could have went live, and I could have went through that sign with my personal mini bike to see how fast it goes. But now you call me, you know, closing time.
So wait a minute. So are you saying that?
Wait, you drive this mini bike to these rallies? Is that what you're saying? You don't drive a big mini bike?
It's a Harley Davidson, a Harley.
No, I just want to understand, like, what you're talking.
Are we talking to you? No. Listen.
Don't piss off Marissa. She'll bite you.
Listen, bro. I just want to understand exactly what is in my mental picture. If you're driving a little sports bike, if you're driving a big
bike. Wow. This is radio.
I'm going to explain it to you because you obviously wouldn't understand. But I'm going to tell you how...
I ride a big girl bike, so I understand more than you think I know.
She got a big bike.
Okay.
I'm going to slap this guy.
So, the magazine has eight mini bikes. So when you go to Sturgis, you go to Daytona, whatever, you could ride race mini bikes. And I build them for the Cycle Source magazine.
Right.
So I have my personal mini bike, but besides that, I have a whole bunch of street bikes that I have myself, too, that I ride, like my Ultra Classic, my Soft Ale, my Honda V65, and my Chopper. So, you know.
Does that thing got a Briggs & Stratton on it?
No.
No?
No, no, no. The Chopper?
The minis. What do you got on them things?
The minis, I use Predator 212s. From Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight,
bro. Harbor Freight? We bought a motorcycle from Harbor Freight.
Does that have a warranty?
Did they give you a toothbrush with that motor?
Yeah.
It's got a little air freshener hanging off the handlebars.
So all the mini bikes are equivalent. They're the same. So whenever you got a group of people riding and they're out there racing, I keep it all to where they all run the same, you know.
All right.
And Chris, I think the way they do it is you pay so much money, and then that money goes to a charity of whatever they have going on at whatever event.
Charity's good.
So that's how that.
Wow.
That is kind of cool. I've seen those races. It's pretty funny, actually.
Drop like a knee on them things.
Yeah, they're fast.
They're
for quick. Little bikes like that, they're fast.
You see the coolers and the bar stools?
Yeah.
And
oh, they got
yeah. Oh, yeah, those things are awesome.
Stick
like a Hemi on a friggin' bar stool, man.
So, Jeffro.
The one I have nitrous and everything on it, so it screams pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, jeez.
Nitrous.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in the show.
Send some pictures of that.
Yeah, send us some pictures
actually,
of that.
Actually, yeah, that I'd like to see.
Let's see that thing on.
We'll put it up next week.
And do a video of you going by that speedometer sign.
Yeah.
After you shoot it with the
well,
shotgun.
I can put the phone in my pocket and we can do it live.
You know okay. What that is? If there's a problem, though, we don't want that on live TV.
No,
yeah,
no.
Just in case.
No,
we'll give it a 4 second delay to hit the ground.
Wait a minute. Can I tell my shark story?
I can look behind me and the cops will be chasing me or something. Bro. You know, got to keep it interesting.
You know what? I like the idea. We got to figure this out. Baby. All right, Joe, I'm going to let you go right now. We're going to figure out how we're going to get you live on the show next week with your phone in your pocket.
We did that before, remember?
What?
We did that before.
All right.
I was live on your show before.
All right. I'm just trying to make it sound interesting.
Yeah, man. So in the meantime, this week, I have to get ready.
We're trying to get you off the phone.
The race
that's not yeah. Possible.
Start building a ramp to jump the sharks.
Yeah. Listen,
Marissa told me I want to say something to you.
No, that's not possible.
Man, I hear her in the background going, blah, blah, blah,
oh,
blah,
honey,
blah.
Like, you're lucky you're hearing me and not seeing me right now.
No, I really believe that she would whip your ass.
Yeah, oh,
I almost got on the bike this morning and rode out to the show and crashed it. But yeah. I probably wouldn't. Got a word in with it, well, even if I wrote out there. You know?
No, probably not. I wouldn't.
I'm taking Marissa yeah. With the points.
Yeah, Marissa.
Yeah, I'm taking her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, it'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I gotta go.
No, it would more be like, smack, smack, smack.
Bang.
Punch.
John, you have yourself a great night, John. Later, brother.
Little scooters. Have fun on them things.
All right, brother.
The real question is, what would be the points and the spread?
I'll give you a 2-point spread. 2.5 points.
No, I probably feel bad because he's probably this like skinny, frail man, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to hurt this man. Yeah.
Well, it's been a fun show.
Yes,
it got
Tammy,
interesting.
Josephine, Mike, thanks for coming in.
Mike, oh my God, you used my first name.
I feel like you're back in elementary school.
Bro,
yes.
You have to learn when he's nice to you, don't emphasize on it. Just
embrace it.
I don't
embrace
even know what
it.
That word means. You're using too many God. College words right now.
Oh, my Lord.
That's like third grade, man.
When he gives you a compliment, sorry. Just like, don't.
Thank you, John.
Don't highlight it.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. See? Anyway.
By the way, Pete's got you 10-1.
Pete's got me 10-1. Of course he does. He taught me how to fight. He's stupid.
Yeah, but you fought him.
He might be if he taught you how to fight.
Nah. Hold on, Terry, you get him. All right, well.
Good night, Pete.
It was a great show again, man. Check out leatherup.com. Get all your riding gear right there. Nice. Milwaukee leather, hot leathers, all that good stuff there.
Use promo code Mayhem.
Yeah, right, my vest is Milwaukee.
Your leather, Milwaukee
look
leather.
That.
Yeah.
So check out leatherup.com. That's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
We'll see you
good
next
night,
week. Everyone. We'll be out of here.
And Twitter. If you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.